Down to Christmas and you want an amazing Christmas show, probably no better show than The Incredible Book Eating Boy. Yeah, and indeed, it's I'm amazed by some of the gimmicks that they have to promote this particular event. And I'm going to speak actually to Maeve Lewis from The Mac, where it's on, and Paul McEnany from Cahoots. There's a very bizarre way, Maeve, of getting tickets for this. First of all, tell us how you can, the bizarre way of getting tickets.
That's right, Frank. We have a Golden Bookmark competition where we are asking families and children to go across Northern Ireland to libraries. There are 54 participating libraries and the Easton's flagship store in Belfast to hunt through children's books and be in with a chance of finding a golden bookmark. Just like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, if you find your golden bookmark, you can lodge it at the Mac or in the Easton's store or in the library and be in with a chance to win a ticket for your whole family to come and see the show at the Mac.
It sounds like a great idea, great promotional idea. And Paul, you with Cahoots have put on so many extravaganzas on a variety of stages across Northern Ireland. It's always, you know, it's that sort of, you know, you stand back in awe or sit back in awe when it's happening. But the challenge of putting on The Incredible Book Eating Boy, based on, of course, the book by Oliver Jeffers, the man who's responsible for those cartoon characters you see when I do the weather every night on the TV, the illustrations. That challenge is amazing because you've got to get a boy who's able to eat books. Will we see a lad like that on the stage?
You will definitely see a lad, and he'll be called Henry, and he will eat lots and lots of books, Frank. This shows about 4 years in the making, and the amount of effort that has gone into this production is incredible. We have got huge theatrical illusions, one of the finest being that here is Henry, who can eat books, literally.
And obviously, we're probably not going to give the game away here, but I can't see a Gasson eating books made of paper. How are you coming up with the book?
Here we go. You'll have to come and see it. All I'm saying is that he lifts up a book. It's a real book. There's nothing funny or fishy about it at all. He goes towards his mouth and it's gone. It's gone. I mean, that's one aspect of the show. Connor Mitchell, who has actually written this piece, as you say, from Oliver's book, has done an incredible job. It is just a spectacle from start to finish. It is a real celebration of, I think, what live theatre is all about. Children will sit in the auditorium, look at the stage and gasp.
And is it a book that's, or a production that's aimed at the very young, or would you be better, say, taking the 9, 10, 11-year-olds to it?
I think what's brilliant about theatre, you know, this style of theatre where you're reliant heavily on live music, spectacle, strong narrative, is there's enough in there for everybody. I mean, it's a very, very strong story, and what Connor's done with the narrative is really, really clear. So those that are a little bit older might, you know, love the story. It's got a start, it's got a middle, it's got an end. It's not in the world of a pantomime, it's in the world of a Christmas spectacle. So its narrative is very, very strong. For those people that love their theatre, very, very visual. I mean, there is so much happening in this. It is so colourful, it is so bright, but it is so magical.
How many characters? Is it a big show full of choirs and cast, or is it the type of show that you would describe maybe as intimate?
Well, I've just come from rehearsals. I mean, we have a full 7-piece band in this show. We have a strong core cast of 5-6 people, and then we have an ensemble upwards of 18-19 people. So at any given point in that stage, you might be looking at 25-27 people on the stage. So that's why I think it's not an exaggeration, Frank, to call this a spectacle.
When is it on, Maeve? When does the curtain go up on it?
The curtain goes up on the 27th of November, and it's right through to the 1st of January. So we are very delighted. It's our first ever Christmas show at the Mac, and this is a co-production between ourselves and Cahoots. And we're so, so excited. It'll be a new audience for us coming into the Mac. Families of all ages, and they've plenty of opportunity to get involved. There'll be other activities going on alongside the show. So, for example, we have a free art exhibition by Oliver Jeffers that we just talked about. Oliver's illustrations will be on show in the Mac. So if you just want to come in, see those, and then catch a matinee, have lunch, there'll be plenty of Christmas activity happening.
No, you're competing with the Lyric, you're competing with the Grand Opera House, you're competing with the Waterfront. I'm sure there are other productions that are crying out for the mommy and daddy to spend the money at their doorstep. How big a challenge is it to the Mac, it being their first Christmas?
It is, of course, a challenge to us. But what we're offering, we hope, is something very different. our show is based around magic, and I don't think anyone else is doing that unique take on Christmas. So many magical illusions involved, and live music. As Paul said, Connor will be on stage with a full band producing live music on the stage, which isn't the norm. Also, we're trying to offer families a really competitive rate. So we do a deal where the earlier you book, the cheaper your ticket. So we're trying to make it affordable. And as I say, if maybe that's not the choice for you this Christmas, you can come in for free and enjoy all of the Max art galleries absolutely free of charge, just to have a nice Christmas feeling and have a day there without maybe spending money if that's not what you choose to do.
How many bums can you put on seats in the Mac?
We have our theatre where this show is on is a 350 seat theatre, and it's a 6-week run, so a lot of bums on seats, a lot of opportunities to come, matinee performances for schools, and then evening shows as well.
And the pricing range for the tickets?
For children it's £9.50, and for adults it starts from £12, and we base it that the earlier you book, the cheaper. The kids' prices are £9.50 the whole way throughout, but adults' prices will rise, so the closer to Christmas when it's more popular, you'll find the tickets going up, so book now and you'll get that best deal that you can.
I'm just thinking, Paul, you know, you guys, Cahoots, have been in many venues across the country. It's an additional challenge, the Mac, on their first Christmas.
It's a brilliant opportunity, Frank, and this show, in terms of how it's constructed, how it looks, can only work in the Mac. In terms of all those amazing illusions that we're talking about, they can only work in the Mac because the show has been designed to be produced only in the Mac. So it's not something, in terms of its scale, that we'd be able to lift, say, in 2 or 3 months' time and take it around all the lovely venues in Northern Ireland. That's impossible. This show can only work in that space.
Well, it sounds like an exciting venture. Do you have a website?
We do indeed. It's themaclive.com.
Themaclive.com. Maeve, Paul, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Every success. 19 minutes to noon.
If you'd like to have a say in any of the issues discussed on this morning's programme, call Frank on 90 333 10.